Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Friday, June 14th, 2019. On this day in 1158, the city of Munich was founded by Henry the Lion on the banks of the river Isar. Berlin is fighting for its reputation as a club metropolis with an international reputation. The growing need for living space in the ever more crowded city threatens this status more and more. Since the music and nightlife industries are an economic factor, with annual sales of almost 200 million euros, there's support from politicians. For example, in the installation of noise protection measures. The Chamber of Deputies has launched a funding program with a budget of 1 million euros. According to the lead economic administration, 24 applications for assistance have been submitted so far. For four of them, a jury of the lobby organization Club Commission has already made a funding recommendation for almost 300,000 euros. The jury will meet again at the end of the month. Just a list of the four recipients awarded so far shows how different the requirements can be. There is the SO36, legendary concert and party venue in the Oranienstrasse in Kreuzberg, where operations have been running since the end of the 1970s. And for almost as long, the operators have been anxious to survive because neighbors complain about the noise. They'll install sound insulation, this time with public funding. There's the Musikbrauerei on Greifswalder Straße in Prenzlauer Berg, and the Veranstaltungshalle recording hall, where concerts often take place, is directly adjacent to apartments. Musikbrauerei owner Jens Reule Dantes speaks of, quote, approaching residential development, which acutely endangers a traditional event location. Now he wants to add his own money to the 50,000 euro subsidy and have soundproof doors and windows, as well as an extendable folding wall installed in the inner courtyard. There's also the IPSA, an open-air club on the Flutgraben on the border between Kreuzberg and Treptow, arguably one of the city's most popular nightclubs for almost three decades. The IPSA will have a sound insulation system with innovative loudspeakers and noise dampers installed. According to the club, the aim is to, quote, send a signal to the residents, visitors, and other large cities of the world that a common future is possible for all in the center of the city. And then there's Gretchen, club of club commission boss Pamela Schubis. Gretchen is located on the Obentrautstrasse in Kreuzberg in former military stables. So far, the surrounding area has been an industrial estate and unproblematic. Now that the Dragoner Areal publicly subsidized housing construction is to emerge, begins a classic case of, quote, approaching housing development. Without sound insulation, Schubis stated, quote, we would have to stop. Schubis already suspects that the current sum will not suffice for the noise protection program. If this money is used up, it plans to press for a new campaign. After all, even in a growing city, it's important to, quote, protect and secure cultural areas. And this is exactly what Berlin's clubs should be regarded as. Berlin's Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD wants to try to deport criminal Klan members to Lebanon. During a visit to Beirut 3 weeks ago, he had talked to the Lebanese authorities about, quote, the possibility of implementing an end to residence. At the conference of the interior ministers of the Federation and the Länder in Kiel, he added, quote, we need Lebanese passports to be issued to those concerned. The right of residence, however, is only one of a number of things that the Senate administration can do to make life difficult for criminal clans. The job center, the youth welfare office, and the financial administration are also involved in these efforts. The right of residence is, quote, not a universal remedy, as Geisel emphasized, adding that about 3 out of 4 Klan members now hold German citizenship. Of the remaining 25%, many are married to German citizens or have German children. Geisel said on the ARD morning show on Thursday that it is equally important to offer young people in particular perspectives on life outside of a criminal career, stating, quote, the youth welfare offices must be addressed so we can intervene at an early stage and make this clear. The state enforces its rules. Geisel is confident that prevention and dropout programs could be effective because, quote, no mother wants to see her sons in prison. Per reporting in the Morgan Post regarding the plans for nationwide cooperation in the fight against Klan crime, Federal Interior Minister Horst Seehofer of the CSU stated, quote, "Berliners have been quite active for some time now, and I can only welcome that. That was not always the case. The members of these criminal clans are, quote, people who regard our country as prey." Most of the family clans in Berlin, Bremen, North Rhine-Westphalia, and Lower Saxony who attract attention through fraud, extortion, break-ins, drug trafficking, and other criminal activities are of Arab or Kurdish origin. Before their immigration to Germany, they had mainly lived in Lebanon or Turkey. The Berliner Stadtreinigung is getting a new boss. As the Berliner Morgenpost first reported, Stephanie Otto, who managed Cologne Waste Management Company since 2010, will take over the state waste management company. According to the BSR, the final decision was made at a supervisory board meeting on Thursday afternoon. The position at the top of BSR has been vacant for months, as Tanja Wielgross, the previous head of BSR, relocated to Vattenfall at the beginning of the year. Wielgross had occupied the post since November of 2014. After her departure, BSR commissioned a headhunting agency to find a new boss by July 1st. Otto was previously responsible for marketing, sales, IT, and organization at the Cologne-based company, which employs about 1,750 people. The BSR is somewhat larger. At 5,400, it is one of the largest employers in the capital. It was finally admitted by the operators of the Humboldt Forum. The opening date, previously announced for Alexander von Humboldt's 250th birthday in September, cannot be met. At a press event announced as a tour of the construction site on Wednesday, the new general director, Hartmut Dorgelow, announced that he'd proposed to the foundation board on June 26 that the huge building with its three large museums, exhibitions, cafes, shops, and event halls will not be opened until next year, and it's not clear exactly when it will. The Federal Building Administration, which was in charge of the project, had only recently discovered that the air conditioning systems required for the exhibitions were not fully functional and could also not be tested and coordinated during ongoing construction work. In fact, the Humboldt Forum is still a construction site far beyond the air conditioning systems. In many rooms, the raw concrete can still be seen, and cable ducts and window pockets are just being cut. Only in some of the halls have the finishing works progressed to the point that display cases can be set up. It is hardly surprising, then, that the National Museums and the Berlin City Museum talked about only partially opening their permanent exhibitions at the Forum months ago. And last week it became known that the ivory exhibition planned for the opening could not be displayed. Dorgelow assured that this was only a postponement of a few months and that the costs would be maintained. However, the 78 million euros saved as a reserve had to be tapped, since the construction boom was causing costs to rise. Per reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, this postponement could one day be seen as a stroke of luck for the Humboldt Forum. The museums, with their vested rights research and restoration projects, are far from being as planned. The delay gives the opportunity to further improve the exhibition concepts, some of which were developed almost 20 years ago, in order to integrate colonial and resistance history, the history of acquisitions, or Europe's cultural proximity to the world. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.